Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad y'all are rocking with me because, like I said, this is another week of JB's Locking In. And, you know, we had a good weekend last week. Brother Brown Show, the Burt Jackson Memorial, you know, some good racing. I mean, hey, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought the good Lord, I thought Mother Nature had kicked us over. I mean, it was a lot of rain all the way through till Saturday morning. There was more than what we was expecting. So, you know, I know it took a while. The boys got the track right, and we was able to do some racing that night. Big shout out to Virginia Motorsports Park, Jimmy Bradshaw, and everybody for getting us back up and running. Because without them, man, we would have had another week. You know, it's been rough. Mother Nature's been kicking us over every week. Seems like we're getting rain right around the weekend. You know, so hey, big ups to VMP for getting us back out there, and man, you know, getting us back out there. But I'm just happy we were able to see some race. I really am. I'm just happy to, you know, we was able to see some race. So, you know, big ups to all the people that made it happen. Great event to Brother Brown and Brown Motorsports crew. And big ups to the guys from the CVA Little Guys Shootout. I'm going to tell you, I jumped on as a sponsor and, you know, been helping the guys out, and they putting something good together, and man, it's just for, you know what I'm saying, it's for the locals, man. It's for the little guys, man. And I want to give those guys a shout out. I think I'm gonna have them guys on here tonight, you know, talking about it, because they are working on two more dates. They're working on two more dates, so be on the lookout for the CVA little guys. You know, the CVA little guys. We got some, I'm going to give you an update on some of the things coming, this weekend. You know, I always like to keep y'all updated first, give y'all an update about what's going on. Oh, this weekend, I know y'all know there's the Super Chevy show, they got the, Super Chevy show, they got the Most Wanted streetcar list. So if any of y'all streetcar guys that fit any of the street style rules, I know, you know, this is the Motion Raceworks streetcar shootout, hosted by Ryan Watts, that is going down, I want to say this weekend. I don't know if it's Friday or Saturday, but I know it's going down at the Super Chevy show. So if y'all want to go check that out, reach out to Ryan Watts. That's Ryan Watts. He's doing a shootout, the Motion Raceworks. The Motion Raceworks, Most Wanted list, they're doing a shootout this weekend at Super Chevy Show. And then coming up, you know, June 16th through the 18th, you got Lions, Tigers, and Bears, number 4. It's going down in the Rumble in the Jungle. That starts on the 16th, goes through until the 18th. You got a small tire shootout one day. You got big tire shootout another day. You got private testing on Thursday. So that's going on the whole weekend. So y'all can check that out. Like I said, that's June 16th through the 18th, Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Thursday, yeah, like I said, it's private testing, $12 to $7, $150 each car. It looks like Friday, am I right? Friday is going to be a small tire shootout. That's $1,500. Run what you brung. And then I think Saturday goes down with the big tire shootout. And like I said, that's Lions, Tigers, and Bears. That's the crew, Tater, Ray Ray from the Salt and Pepper crew. They throwing that down. This is number four. They got a go-go band playing. I want to say the go-go band is that night they'll be playing back in the field. So, you know, that's going down. No, oh, I'm wrong. Big tire is Friday, and the small tire is Saturday. Big tire is Friday, small tire is Saturday. That's Lions, Tigers, and Bears. So y'all go check them boys out at Custom Tees Motorsports Park. Like I said, that's June 16th through the 18th. Also, something that got locked in. I know y'all, man, some of y'all don't have Facebook. Some of y'all don't do the whole social media thing, and I rock with that. You know, some people don't mess with it. But August 6th at Bridge Wars, it has been locked in. The four-car shootout that everybody has been waiting for has been locked in. Thanks to Fred Wheatley and the guys at 410 Grudge Dreams. You got Cannibal. You got Cannibal. You got Act Right. You got Cassius Clay. And you got Top Notch. They are going in. Four going in, one coming out. That's four small blocks. And all four right now say they are the baddest in the DMV. So four goes in, one comes out. And that's going on August 6th at Bridge Wars. So, you know, that's just some updates on the stuff that's going on. I'm gonna get one of the guys, one of the main guys, and one of the guys that's been putting on this little thing that the guys have been having fun in. I'm gonna open him up. He said he's on. I'm gonna open him up. All right. Let's see. Let me get straight. All right, I got that. And I'm about to open this mic. All right. I got the mic open, 804, and then 3308. Can you please, for the people, tell who we're talking with?
What's going on, JB?
What's going on? State your name, gangster.
Travis Jefferson, buddy.
A.K.A.?
Six shooter.
Ow, well, I got Six Shooter on. If y'all don't know who Six Shooter is from that Killer B crew. He's from that Killer B crew up there in the country. He's from the Killer B crew. And he's one of the three guys that put on the CBA Little Guy Shootout. So I'm going to let him have the floor and tell y'all a little bit about what's going on and what they got going on and how it all came about. So Six Shooter, can you give us a rundown? Because, man, the guys is talking, you know, I knew it started from the barbershop, but tell us how you put it together.
It all came together, JB, basically, just like you said, man, from all the different boys around up here in the country and things, arguing about racing each other at the barbershops, cookouts, car shows. And there's a lot of guys that got, you know, smaller cars, not as the big-name cars that are out there that want to race, but then they don't really want to engage with each other straight on. You know what I'm saying? So we put this idea together to get everybody together to engage with one another. You know what I mean? Because once they got in the lane, they want no problem. The money flying, they locking in, they trying to run every pass for some money. You know what I'm saying? But
and yes, I know
before,
that.
You know, before that, you know what I'm saying? It was just a lot going on with everybody just bickering back and forth. You got to get them to the track and get it over with.
You are right. And with that being said, Six Shooter, just tell them how many, when this all first came about, you started it, and tell it, is it hard to put together a shootout?
Not if you got guys that want to race cars. It ain't hard. You know what I'm saying? It ain't
okay.
Easy. You know what I'm saying? It, you know, we, like a lot of the guys that we just met, once we put the idea out there and they reached out to us, you know what I'm saying? And we wanted it to be almost like an equal range, you know what I'm saying?
I know
the guys are in there where nobody was really out of reach of one another, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
They're always going to be faster and slower cars in a shootout, of course. But even, you know, you couldn't call it till the wind light came on. You know what I mean?
You're right. You're right. Now, I'm going to tell you. Now, you had some people in there. You definitely had some crowd favorites, and you had people that, you know, you had guys that everybody was like, oh, yeah, they're going to win. They're going to win. He's going to win it. He's going to win it. Now, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
The first round action six-shooter was crazy. Now, I'm going to tell you what sparked it. I'm not showing favoritism. But when that race of Jugga Boo and Joe Mayo got in there, and Joe Mayo put that thing on the bumper and sat it back down and plugged the gas again and took the wind light, you could see not only the people with the cars in the CVA, but you could see the people gambling in the little, you know, right there, right around the starting line, go crazy. Because, it won't two guys that's well-known in the grudge game. It wasn't like Tony Vines and this person. But truthfully, them two guys put the money on. They put the money up. They had to make a shakedown, and they got business.
Yeah. And for real, JB, now that right there was a true grudge race that had to be settled at the race.
Yeah.
Because
Joe
Mayo and Big Hoover, which that ain't Hoover car, but Hoover's part of that car, because Hoover car is down. Them cats have been arguing back and forth for years and years. So Big Hoover wanted to get at Joe any way he could. And the shootout is what made it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Us going over there, hey, what y'all going to do? You going to lock in? They want to run for some money? And everybody agreed, and boom, got it over with. You know what I mean?
And that's so true. And you know what is really crazy? And you can tell people out there right now, and you know I'm not telling a lie, it's almost like the people who were locked in on the shakedown for a grudge race ended up rerunning the first round when they picked the chip. So it made it even hyper.
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
because what, two or three of the pals ended up pulling themselves again, so it's almost like, man, I can go back out here for some revenge, which made it even better, you know?
Yeah. It was pretty exciting, man, for all the boys to get out there and do their thing. And thanks to everybody that supported us and to all the racers that put a good show on.
Oh, yeah. So tell me, Six Shooter. All right, that's one under the belt. Now, Six Shooter. Now, if you could, I did have a little idea. Now, you know, because there's always going to be like Thursday nights or Friday nights. Now, that chain couldn't be won last week, could it?
No, we ran out of time from rain delay.
Now, Six Shooter, I want to know. Now, if we had a Thursday, you know, because they got the Thursday night, event, and they got some stuff on Friday. Do you think we could get these four to get back in to see who would have took?
You talking about just those four cars?
Just those four, and you know what I'm saying? It'd almost be like a four car shootout. But the thing about this four car shootout, it would be to see who was going to be the winner that night, the first race.
Yeah, we probably could get them to show up and do that. I mean, the four, they pretty much wanted to do it.
Yeah. Now tell us, Six Shooter, who was the four? Who was the four?
The four was Michael Gray with the banana clip. Tyrone Eggleston with Frostbite, Sandy McPhail with Purple Haze, and Marvin Styles with Dragonfly Jones.
Dragonfly Jones. Oh, man. Now, So you had those. So now, Six Shooter, if we could get – oh, somebody's texting me. What's the number to the show? You might have somebody about to call in talking about that right now. Now, Six Shooter, I think that would be – now, I wouldn't even mind, you know what, being one of the sponsors. I wouldn't even mind putting up maybe another 100 or something if they did it, you know, on a Thursday or Friday, just to see who was going to be the winner that night. You know what I'm saying? If you could find
them,
a good Thursday or Friday, get them four right out
the
way. That way, you know, hey, look, you had a winner for round one. And I bet you, all right, you said you had Tuffy. Now, I know Sandy on here, and he probably wanted to hit the one button, but he ain't never hit the one button on the show before. So he might, you know, them light-skinned people feel a little intimidated by us chocolate people. So a little shaky light. So I don't know if he's going to hit the one button. But if he hit the one button, I'd like to know. So if we could get Sandy, Tuffy, and I think Tuffy is about to get in here. Oh, there we go, one of them. And then we got Dragonfly Jones. And you said the fourth one was, who was the fourth? Oh, the Gray Boy.
Mike Gray. Yeah, Mike Gray
with the
yellow Mustang, the banana clip.
And see, this is what I like about this shooter, because this could turn off Friday night into something really interesting, because you got four guys out of different areas. And those four guys, whoever wins is going to be talking about it for a whole weekend.
Frostbite and Dragonfly Jones, they from up in the same area, though, right?
And you know what? I swear, I feel like they got something going on. Anyway, I feel like there's a little something going on in the air, and they want to spray it and get it over with, because I feel like there's a little inner rival of who is the baddest in that area, you know? But, Shooter,
oh, yeah?
I'm going to open this mic, because somebody to raise their hand. Maybe we can get one of these calls right now, because 9958, state your name, guys. What's your number? All right, well, somebody put their hand up, 804, ending in 9958. I'm about to mute you if you don't want to talk.
Yeah, go ahead. What's up, JB? It's Clintus.
That's Clintus.
Well, Clintus, while we got you on here, is Tuffy on here tonight?
I texted him earlier. I don't know if he's on there or not. But I texted him to let him know the show is going on.
Well, you know what we're going to do? You know what? That's who texted me earlier. Sorry. We're going to do something. Listen. I ain't going to read the man number out. Hold on. Here we go. We're going to do something right here. We're going to get something a little going right here. And let's see. Let's see, can
you call him now, JB?
And I was trying to call him.
All right, let me see if I can get him. I'll send him a text.
Yeah, if you can get him. I'm gonna try to. Hey, Sandy McPhail, if you can get in here, push the one button. Push the one button. Just a little. Something me and Shooter was thinking about, because I wanted to see who would have took the win for round number one, and I'm willing to come pay to get in and put money right on the top just to see who was going to win. Like I said, it can be a Thursday, it can be a Friday, it can be, you know, I'm okay with a Thursday or Friday a test and tune. It can. You know, just to see who was going to take the win between those folks. And I know Sharpshooter feel the same way I do, because, man, that's some good racing. It's some good goddamn racing.
Yeah. Hey, JB. JB?
Yeah.
JB. My thoughts on this thing. I think everybody got paid at $5.25 apiece. Was that the payout, Six Shooter?
It was a four-way split.
I think Four-way split.
The pot was a 525 split between the four of them, right?
Yep.
Each car put 250 in the pot. That's half of what you want already.
Clintus, that don't sound too bad, Clintus. That don't sound too bad. If we can get the four guys, like I said, I know that don't sound too bad. So are you saying 250 each car, winner take all?
Yeah, 250 for the racers. The sponsors, they'll step up too. Just say $100 for the sponsors and bring it back. That'll be 1,000 and plus, what was it, four sponsors in it? That'll be 1,400 to the winner.
Well, I might be interested in something like that. Let's get if Sandy McPhail, if you in here, can you push the one button? Let me see, Dragonfly Jones. Let me see. I know I got the gray boys. I'm talking to them now.
Yeah, I text all of them. I know Sandy listening.
Hey, Sandy, just hit the one button, brother. Just hit the one button. It's not hard.
Get Anton on here. Anton, hit the one button.
Yep, Anton, hit the one button. Oh, Tuffy said he's on. Tyrone Eggleston, hit the one button. Raise your hand so I can open you up. We want to see something. We want to see something. We want to spice up this little thing a little bit, but I like talking to the driver, so let's spice it up just a little bit. Tyrone Eggleston, I see you on. Here we go. Uh-oh, they raised their hand. So I got a... Tuffy, and it looked like I got Sandy. Am I correct?
Yep.
That's Anton. All right, well, look, we can go ahead and get this started. Marv Styles, hit the one button. We can get this started. Tuffy, we got a question there, guys.
I'm here. All right.
So, then you know, it was a four-way split. Now, how would you feel about putting some of that money from the split back up? Now, I want y'all to come up with the amount, you know, so that way it's not like we trying to, or Shooter and them trying. But would y'all like to do it? Because I can probably work it out. I can talk to Tyler, do it a Thursday or a Friday. Whichever one work for y'all, because, I mean, this shootout, and I know Shooter and I know Anton agrees with me, this shootout is for y'all to get funky. It's for y'all to put something on for the local guys. So I want to get all four of y'all together, and y'all come up with a pot that y'all would like to put up. And, I mean, it can be, look, y'all can, it might be winner take all, or it might be winner take three-fourths. Ronald, take it. It's up to y'all. I just had an idea because, man, I know even though it felt good to be like, oh shit, I made it to the final four, but I know I know somebody is thinking like, damn, I wonder if I could have won the whole fucking thing. So I mean, I want to see because I got you on here now, Tuffy, and I think this is Marv Styles. Am I right? This Marv.
Yeah, I'm on here.
All right. Now, what do y'all think about a Thursday or Friday? Y'all four, you know, the final four, the four horsemen shootout. We can call it the four horsemen. Four horses go in and one horse come out.
Sound good to me.
See,
that's what I like about y'all because I'm telling you, a little shootout like this, and see, I like what Shooter, and I'm going to say it like this. I like what Shooter, George, and Anton come up with because they giving y'all And they're giving the fans, they're giving the local guys, you know, because not only is it y'all, but y'all people come to see this. You know, it's giving your family something to be like, man, we going to the track. We going to see. Because I'm going to tell you, at the end of the day, I've been doing this shit now for, oh no, 15 years. On the road, this and that. And, man, after that, you know, it feels good to get on the road. But, man, my ass, I don't want to hit the road sometimes. You know, I like seeing the local guys put on for the home team. And, man, we can do this one Thursday, Friday, and I'm already in. I will put up 100. Y'all putting up whatever, y'all put up 200, whatever. I'll put up 100 or whatever on my own money, because I want to see it happen as a sponsor. So, I mean, it would just be up to y'all three or four to come up with, you know, just a amount that y'all feel.
What are y'all thinking? 200, 250?
Yeah, that's what I was suggesting. Put 250 in. Everybody put 250 in.
Yeah, 250.
All right, look, I got now I don't know what the other sponsors are going to do that day. I can't, you know, call, because basically they would be, you know, the way a sponsor works, a sponsor really puts up during an event, and they want it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do it anyway just because I would be coming, so I don't know if we're going to be able to get the other ones. I'm just going to speak for myself because I don't like throwing, even though those are my people, I don't want to throw nobody in there and say, oh, they...
JB.
Yeah.
JB. Sterling on here, man. Sterling hit the one button.
He just hit the one button. Sterling just hit the one button.
And he said he good for the 250. Right.
I think I got Sandy too. And Sandy, is that you?
Yep. Yes, sir.
All right, so now I got, all right, well, we good. So I got Sandy, I got I got Purple Haze, I got Dragonfly Jones, I got Frostbite, and I got the Gray Boys, right?
Yeah.
Yep, we good.
All right, so look. I'm not gonna speak for the other sponsors. But I know, like I said, I know y'all four. Now, don't get me wrong, a good split with a good amount of money, that's a good night. But I know in y'all folk-ass minds, I'm going to speak it real, y'all folk and shit anyway, but I know that four of y'all, and that's the truth, four of y'all left that track, but all four of y'all felt like, man, I wish I could have won that bitch. So what I'm saying, we still going to do the other two races. I'm going to get with, you know, Shooter, George, Anton. I know they're working. They're going to get – you already got – the finals is at my Halloween. And I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to get funky for you. You know, I already got the winner is going to get a brand-new 15-pound bottle with the gauge and everything from induction. And the winner's going to get a gift certificate to use a Team Z. And I'm putting some more money on top. So I know y'all got that final race, and I know, like I said, the guys are working to try to get y'all a second one in there. But somebody got, if you got a speaker on, give it. But look, if y'all, how do y'all feel?
Yeah.
Is a Thursday, yeah, would a Thursday work on Friday?
Yeah,
Thursday work.
Friday.
I'm ready to go. We'll see y'all.
Hold on, Clintus, you got to hit mute. Which I, which...
Oh, yeah. All right. So
yeah,
Clintus, all right. So, I thought he was saying he thought you had to hit the mute button real quick. He thought you were busy, buddy.
No, I was dealing with the panda for a second. I'm good. Y'all good.
All right,
what are you saying now?
Here we go. I can look it up. I think the next ladies' night, if y'all wanted to do a ladies' night, and I know I can talk to Tyler, and we can work it out. If y'all want to do a ladies' night, or if y'all want to do a take it off the street night, I mean, you know, I think I can talk him into, he can give y'all some prep. He can give y'all, you know, whatever y'all want to do. Because, I mean, I like I said, I'm in the sponsor. And, you know, like I said, I mean, y'all come up with the amount y'all want to put up. And then I say, you know, Y'all come up with what works better, a Thursday or Friday?
Friday night. I think Friday would be good.
All right, so let me.
Everybody got jobs.
All right, well, let me look. Let's see the next ladies' night. Let's look.
That's around about what, July 2nd, maybe?
Is the next one that?
Oh, the first?
The first, yes, the day before my 40th. Hey, if y'all want to get funky, you just let me know, July 1st. If y'all want to get funky on July 1st, let me know. Because I'll make a call.
Is that the ladies' night, though? That's the first Friday, in July.
I'm looking now. Let's see. Race DMP.
July 8th.
Oh, it's July 8th. All right, let me look. I'm going to look right now. Hold on. Here we go.
So latest night is July 8th?
Yeah, July 8th.
All right, Sanders said July 8th. So that worked for everybody? Y'all want to try to set that up?
Yeah, that's cool. July 8th work.
All right, now, me, Shooter, and George and all the rest, we'll talk to the rest of the sponsors. Just know my 100 already up. So whatever y'all, like I said, it's the shootout for y'all. So if y'all want to do 250, y'all just vote on it. And you know, at least that, you know, that's 1,000. If you do 250, if you do 200, it's 800. So y'all come, you know, I just want all y'all to be able to agree. So it's not like, you know, we got two that want this, two that want that. Y'all just, you know, like I'm going to ask you one by one. All right, Tuffy, what you want?
What day did you say it was again?
July 8th.
July the 8th. Hold on.
Friday
let me check.
Night.
I got to check my calendar because I'm on call. Sometimes. So I'm off this weekend. I'm on next weekend. Off. Then I'm on the 1st. I'm off on the 8th. Yeah, we can do that.
All right. So, look, tell me, you give me, what would you like to do, 2 or 250?
Either
so
one, 2
cool
or 250. It'll make a difference.
All right, that makes it good. All right, Sandy, 2 or 250?
Oh,
you good with either?
It don't matter. It don't make no difference.
All right, well, that means you good with either. All right, so Dragonfly Jones.
250, we good.
All right, so that's 3 for 250, basically, because you – all right, so Gray Boys, you good with 250?
Yeah, we good with that. JB, but I'll check with Mike because I know he's expecting a baby here soon, but I got to check the date. But we should be able to make that Friday. I think it's like middle of July or whatever. So, but, yeah, we should be good.
All
if
right.
not, then, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll get a high.
Oh,
we'll
like
hire another guy.
Oh, I like this. Oh, I like this. Full car. Mm. Lord,
hey,
see you.
Hey, JB.
Yo, who is that? Who is that?
This is George.
George Cox, wow, what you doing?
Yes,
hi, George Cox. Yeah. Wow, what you doing?
I can't call it ripping and running, you know how I do. The guys that already draw cards won each other in the final, I mean, the last four.
So y'all. Oh, this is good. This is even good. Oh, Lord, I like it. So, so is that what y'all wanted? Y'all already drew for the four. So who's the matchup?
The matchup was Sandy and Tyrone. Y'all want to draw again?
No, draw the track.
Nope.
They had a race.
If they're going to finish the race,
We don't need to redraw.
No.
Because I'm on the conference call.
If they're going to finish the race,
we don't need to redraw.
So what was the matchup, Anton? What you had?
Sandy and Tuffy. It was Sandy and Tuffy and the Gray Boys
and
Marvin. Yeah.
I don't think that's what it was, because I think me and Marvin was the second pair, if I'm not mistaken.
No, it was you and Sandy.
It was,
That's what I thought. I don't know.
That's why I
said pull it.
Repulse
on a brand new race.
Well, listen. Clintus. It's all written down. I wrote down when they drew. And I can tell you now, Sandy was in the left lane on the second pair. Tyrone in the right lane on the second pair. Marvin was in the right lane on the second pair. I mean, on the first pair. And the Gray Boy was in the left lane on the first pair. That's how it was.
Yeah.
They drew.
Okay.
Oh well, yeah, that's good. That's
do you remember?
Money.
Do
that's
you remember
money.
That, Marvin?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Carolyn, do you remember
yeah, I
that?
Can't, I can't remember.
Oh
can't
yeah, we
remember.
Good. We good
care.
Over here.
All right, Sandy, you remember?
Yeah.
All right, Tyrone, the dude with the yellow shirt from North Carolina with the glasses pulled your chip. He said he could draw.
Yeah,
for
I
you.
Can't. Yeah, I can't remember. I don't
so,
make a difference. Hell.
Yeah. But he, yeah, he would not. That dude.
Okay. I like that. Well, look, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to, tomorrow morning, I'm going to reach out because I do a conference call with them guys anyway. I'm going to see, you know, I know that'll work. Because, I mean, y'all, the money is not coming from BNP anyway, unless, they might throw a little bit up on top themselves. So, I mean, y'all bringing some action on a Friday night, and they might, I might can talk about it, and them and the throw some money on top, too. So, it might get very spicy. Now, the only thing I want to ask y'all now, how do y'all feel? There's four of y'all, and you know the majority going to win. So, is this a winner-take-all? Or winner runner. How y'all?
Go back and round one by one, JB.
Yeah, I'm gonna go by one. I'm gonna do one. All right, Tuffy, how you feel? Winner take all or winner runner?
Winner take all. I feel like we all already got paid something. So man, let's let the big dog out of the four take it.
All right, that's one for winner take all. All right, Marvin Styles, how you feel?
I'm with Tuffy.
All right, I like y'all easy to work with. All right, Gray Boys.
Winner take all. We good. Winner take all.
Well, that's three, but I mean the majority gonna win. But Sandy, your funky light skin ass, you ready winner take all?
Winner take all.
God, I like this. This was spicy shit. God, oh my. Wow. All right, well, and look,
hey, one more thing before they do it. And how y'all going to do it? Are y'all going to do it off the trailer? Are y'all going to shake down? You got to
hold
on that.
We need a shake down. We need one shake down.
All right, so y'all got to hold on that.
Again, hold on. We're going to do this like this. We're going to do it like this. I'm going to go through. And the like, if they split two and two, we can flip a quarter at the track. This is how I feel. We can flip a quarter right there, or, you know, if we split two and two, we can do it at the track. But right now, if we do 3-1, the winner, the majority going to win. So I'm going to go again. Sandy, what you feel?
Straight off the truck. I ain't coming to sit down now.
All right. Tuffy, how you feel?
I don't care if we race on a dirt track.
All right, so,
that's off the trailer.
All right, so that's off the trailer. How you feel, Martha?
Off the trailer, dude.
That's it?
All right, so that's hey, y'all really spicy tonight. Lord,
right,
man.
I need a shakedown. This all shit. Man, I'm gonna come off the trailer. Shit, off the trailer. God damn.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna be honest with you. If being that y'all got radio prep before, y'all are gonna get, he's gonna hand spray it just like he did last time. So I'm gonna be honest with you, off the trailer with prep, it's a gamble, I know, but at least you shouldn't spend no time.
Cause I already know
when you gonna when you gonna.
We'll do it, JB. We good.
Oh, you good? I'm just making sure. I'm just making sure. I don't like.
We just have some. We just have some issues. That's all. We have some engine issues. So, but we good. Don't worry about it.
All right, drama. All right, drama. That I like that. Oh, now, what were you saying, Tuffy? What were you saying?
When you gonna start advertising, putting this up so all our fam and stuff will start making arrangements to be there.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna talk. I'm a businessman, so I have a conference call with a few tracks every once in a while. And tomorrow I'm gonna speak with Tommy, and I'm gonna speak with Tyler. Cause I mean, this works for them. Four calls on a Friday night can easily be done at BMP. And y'all done got spicy anyway to go right off the trailer. So, I mean, you know, just a no-brainer. And like I said, one thing y'all can see about me, my word is my word. I'll spend my money to shoot her tonight. So that's already, you know, $100 on top. So then, you know, we'll talk to the other three. And y'all, it might not really be $1,400. You know what I'm saying? Winner take all. So that's a nice little spicy pot on a Friday night. But July 8th, now I'm just saying, so July 8th, I'm getting up. I know Shooter writing it down too, but I like to get my stuff. Just so July 8th, right out the shoot. And I'm going to do something else too, guys, because another thing, I know, you know, y'all might not be the baddest motherfuckers in the DMV. And that's good. That's cool. I'm okay with it. But I'm going to get somebody to make up a flyer. And, you know, I want to call this, you know, I want to call this the Four Horsemen Shootout. You know, you got four horses. You know, they're not all Mustangs. But somebody going to have to be a male that night. You know, it's going to be three males and one Mustang. So, you know, you know, I'm going to get a little flyer made up. And, you know, with the matchup, once I get through talking and making sure it's okay. But right now, tentative, it's July 8th, ladies' night, off the trailer. You got 250 buy-in. Y'all already know your lane assignment. And, you know, like I said, 250 buy-in, right there is 1,000. And then you got 100 for me, so it's 1,100 right now as we speak. 1,100 is the pot right now as we speak and right now.
I got another question.
Shooter, is the chain going up, Shooter?
Yeah. We'll call it.
I got another question,
finale.
JB.
What'd you say, Shooter?
I said we'll call it the CBA Little Boy Finale.
Okay.
Little Boy Shootout Finale.
There you go. Now, what's your other question, Tom?
I was just wondering if the other three guys would be willing to raise for a little extra change when we line up.
Well, I mean, you know who you got first round. So if Sandy McPhail and Purple Haze want to put a little bit on the side, that's up to Sandy.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that on the chat.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about it at the track then.
Okay. All right.
We discuss it at the track.
There you go. So the CVA Little Guys Finale, July 8th, Ladies Night, 250 buy-in. Right now it's 1,100 pop. And that's good, yeah.
Oh. Okay. Hey, did they take your song?
They think so.
They think you're awesome. What's going on there? Wait, I have to play it later. They think you're soft, man. It'll be a good one.
You gonna be willing to put up a few more ducats on them, Sandy? What are you gonna do?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well, shit, we might as well just hit it all in the pot then. Shit, you know?
Great! Don't be home here tonight. I like it.
All right, now, look, I know some Sterling talk like he can take the boys a little bet money and everything. And he's trying to get...
Put the old 500 in the pocket.
Oh!
Put the old
500. We're doing one to take all. I want what they got, too, you know? I want them to get away with it.
There's some focus shit going on.
JB.
See, the thing about it is the reason I asked that question because you might win the first race, but you might not win the second race, and that way at least you will get something for winning the race. Everything in the pot, the last man standing get that.
Oh, I'm pretty sure all four cars will bet.
If that makes sense.
Now, everybody betted the last race. I can't see nobody not betting on the side. With four cars is left.
Six shooter.
Yes, sir.
Well, those are my thoughts, my 2 cents. Put the whole 525 in there if I say fuck it. Let's go for it.
Well, that's what they
won't
do.
They right now. They don't come up with a good little race. If y'all need to go in there and put something
from the
side, man to man, just go with it.
I like Brother Gray. Ain't no need to let them take away from there.
But,
I mean, that was the winning pot anyway. So ain't no need to let them take away from there. Read the whole 525. Let's get it.
Yeah, but you got to go by what Tyrone wants because that's your teammate.
Yeah, I mean, the majority of the rules on that. I mean, yeah.
That's already been discussed, man. Y'all go get the pots up on the side.
The side pots will be the side pots.
Oh. Well, y'all boys have got spicy tonight. Yeah, they got spicy tonight, but they're
going to find out. Listen, one thing, buddy, before they race, everybody going to find out who really came.
Get two rounds off, JB. You think we'd be good to start at 8?
Oh, yeah. Because look, listen, this is how you look at this. Y'all cars, and I knew when I did no clock small block, I gave my hour. But those were full-out race cars. Y'all probably need 30 to 45, which easily gets y'all finishing the shootout at the latest 10 o'clock. That's the latest.
Yeah.
So easily, not watching nobody. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
8 o'clock.
Yeah. We want to get the race over as fast as possible because, like I said, it's going to be some betting on the side after the race. Might as well get that out of the way, too. I said 7-9. And you got the 11. Go ahead and make it happen.
Why are you even
over here
anyway?
Hey, Clinton, come on, we're going to have that after? We're going to have to after. Y'all got somebody y'all want after.
I'm saying right now, get the race out the way first because, I mean, it's a lot of hype going on. And you got from, all right, I'm saying 7-9. 7 o'clock final, first round, 9 o'clock final. And then you got 2 hours to do what the hell you want to do. To anybody you want to do to it, tap on their shoulder.
That 8 o'clock sound.
I mean, but is it anybody that you want to tap on the shoulder?
Is there somebody
right
you want to tap on the shoulder?
We are racers. I mean, it doesn't matter. We just like to get one thing at a time. And I'm speaking of Tyrone right now.
You're being trying to push
us. Clinton, you are a cheerleader. You're not a racer. You're a cheerleader. Stay in your lane.
ain't gonna say nothing.
We all one family. I told you that. All one family.
Boy,
all in one. One for all.
Hey, but see, you know what? That's where it gets good at, because y'all ain't obvious. It's just a little shit talking. It's just spicy. It's just spicing it. That's all.
Ow! Ow!
You gotta
God,
say,
Tyrone, get your boy, Tyrone. You gotta get your boy.
I can't do nothing with him.
He can't have it. He turned me loose on y'all ass. He's the one turning me loose on y'all ass. Shit.
Yeah, but look, if y'all do want somebody after that shootout, y'all might as well go and lock them in there if y'all got somebody out there.
Yeah, sound like you got something on your mind. You got something on your mind?
Yeah. This is an open forum. You can go and express yourself.
We ain't got nothing on our mind. I mean, one of the camps, just like I posted over there on the site there yesterday. They talked shit about him, like he's part of the team, blah, 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 and he gonna do this to us, do that to us. If anybody knows something, he don't talk no trash. It is what it is, a straight line, and that's the way it is. And that's why I said, you know, somebody better get it.
So who is this somebody? Tell us who this somebody is.
2022,
you gotta... Because, you know what, I don't want nobody mad at nobody. At the end of the day, they might not even have anything to do with it.
Oh, are they on the? Are they on the phone?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna put him out there like that. And you know, I'm not gonna put him out there like that because who he was directing it to and for. I mean, we ain't got no problem with nobody. Just like I said. And then you know, this is a shootout truck. We having fun with it. It's not really a grill truck. We doing our thing.
So what you try to tell me is you a grudge truck unless somebody get on that ass.
It's shootout truck unless somebody get on that ass.
But you talk around in circles. Put a name on it. If
it's shootout truck.
Huh?
Yeah, that's like I told you. When we go to do a shootout, we there to win the shootout. If we there to raise a grudge race, we there to grudge race.
It was a lot of back and forth about banana clips and frostbite. Marvin want to switch his card. He can give you status. Who I want to switch? We can pick again. Or we can just our thing and be in the shootout or whatever. It don't matter. We racing. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing but a race. We racing.
Uh-oh.
I'm what I said. Listen, we get past the shootout, we'll raise anybody on the ground. Anybody that's in our, it was in our class.
Oh, okay.
And like I told you before,
you step on out there, Ray Fodges, man.
Now, just like I told y'all before, at the end of the shootout, we'll run out in the 15 that's in the camp. There's no problem with that. That's not even a question. We'll run in the 15.
Y'all will go and lock the three boys in for after the shootout?
We didn't approach him with that. And me and Tyrone will let you all know tomorrow on that one.
Okay, that's fine.
It's not
going to
be
spoken
on tonight.
Yeah, that's fine. Do what you got to do. I mean, because like I said,
yeah,
we still got to figure out our stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, don't nobody want to hit nobody in the head. I mean, we're going to be around the rest of the year together. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
We're
going to
be around the rest of the year. I mean, you know, hey, the way the fans posted up is the Gray Boys and Frostbite. So it's going to probably be a bunch of finals with
them. Hey, Clintus. Listen, yeah. Have you ever boiled water before?
One day in my life, I grabbed the eggs like Native Mom.
You do realize that that water keep boiling. I never boil them.
Grabbed the eggs out of it, man. Eat them raw.
You had to get on a bitch ass while the water boiling before it evaporates. You can't keep waiting.
Well, the show, I mean, you know, we're not there to call anybody out. We came there to go for the shootout, honestly and truly. It wasn't a competition or anything else. What'd you say, Sterling?
Big deal.
No, I'm saying that, like, we're here to win a shootout. We ain't there to grudge race, but after the shootout, we can do whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's all that I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what I was saying in the beginning. That's why we never bid on anybody off the trailer. We wanted to make sure the truck goes from A to B. That's all we wanted, A to B, and safely.
Yeah, we good. We can figure it out after the thing. I mean, if you want to do that, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no, you know what I'm saying? If you want to do that, if we in the finals, you in the finals, over in the finals, hey, you know what I'm saying? However, then, you know what I'm saying? We can do it again. We can do it all night, you know?
Right. And that's the way I am. I'm pretty much agreement. Tuff is going to be in agreement with me. At the end of the night, if we want to put it up, you might have problems over there. We win the race or vice versa. We come back, get our problems figured out, and go down there and get it on.
There you go. That's it. That's all I can ask for.
Yeah, or you might want to try. You might want to. You might have. Yeah, Sandy going to be the main.
God.
No, Marvin going to be the main. You watch and see.
Oh,
there's kinfolk up there. Y'all don't know it. There's kinfolk up there.
Good.
Boys, I got it. When is the jump in Marvin Cotton?
Where everybody? Tyrone from Rice. Where Marvin from?
Marvin's from Omaha, Prospect.
Where you from, Marvin?
Prospect.
Sandy from, where you going to come, Sandy?
Chase City. Huh?
Chase City. And the boy
Tyrone's
from Powell
in the
Kane.
Middle. He's in Mahern.
No,
okay.
I'm from Keysville.
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 I got you.
Come on.
I got one.
I know
how
to get that truck there in there, didn't with it. I know his house had to come get that truck and break it in with it.
And we talking about the foe. What about all the other boys that couldn't get down the track? You got Sherrod and all the other boys.
That's a good idea,
yeah.
JB.
We got the four handlers and all the boys. We can forget about the other boys that was in it.
What do you mean?
They just gonna run. They gonna run off the last four for the
yeah,
change.
We trying to get you know, on the ladies' night, it's gonna be hard. Yeah, it's gonna be hard to get 16 off of the ladies' night. But this will give you this in the shootout world, because I've done this shit for years. To have a victor from the first round is a damn good thing. It's a damn good thing. Because right now,
yeah,
it's four winners.
Now, JB, I got a question for you, JB.
What's that?
If the baby comes around that time, y'all still want y'all 250?
What?
I said if
oh,
the baby.
No, no,
my brother,
no.
His baby, his
no.
baby coming. I'm saying
no.
like.
No, we don't know, bro. Hey, look, one thing I will tell you, and I know this shooter and all them guys. Hey, look, at the end of the day. Family is over all.
Family is first.
I don't care about
the
age.
Yeah. I just want to make sure. So because I know how it goes sometimes. If you tell somebody 250, he's looking for 250. You know what I'm saying?
No, I tell you what. If you have a baby that day, just make sure that baby can get to the track and get in the car.
hey, JB, you know we're going to try it anyway. Well, JB, we're going to try it anyway. You know that. We're going to try it. You know we're going to try it.
Hey, I just got a text. If y'all have a baby that weekend, Hoover said he can drive a car.
Bug it, he got it. Hoover got it. He got it. Oh, Nick Hoover, I gotta give him some Bud Lights though. He can't drive on an empty stomach. I gotta give him about 12 Bud Lights and he ready to go.
God damn.
12 Bud Lights, he good. He ready.
Man, I like Lord, this is getting. Oh, did I get a text back yet? Hold on.
Hey, JB.
Yeah.
When does the track open on Ladies Night? 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock on Ladies Night.
Any test and tune when?
Test and tune. Now, I'm going to tell you, yes, there is a test and tune on all Ladies Night. But I'm going to be straight up with you. There's a lot of 5-9, 8-9, whatever. So y'all are going to be away from them in your own. That's how I'm going to work it out. Y'all going to be y'all own shootout. Y'all not going to be in the test and tune lane. Y'all going to be, like, say after they run the bracket car, this is what they do usually when we have a shootout those days. They would run the bracket, and then after the slick tie bracket cars go, he would hand spray drag, and y'all run, and then they go right back to bracket. Then y'all come. That's how they would do it on Ladies Night.
The only reason I was asking because that's a long damn way to come for one pass if you happen to lose.
There's testing tune. There's testing tune lane on Ladies Night. I'm just telling you that for the shootout, y'all would be right behind the bracket in a, you know, in a separate lane, and he'd prep and go, and then, you know.
All right, so we can get in the testing tune lane when we get there and just make a shake if he wants.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at, because
No. If you lose,
you don't get no shakedown.
Yeah, you don't get no shake.
What I'm saying, though, you don't get no shake. If you lose, you can hop into – whoever loses that first round can hop right into test and tune. Whoever wins after the shootout can hop right in test and tune. You can hop right in after the shootout. If they got –
We just
had a perfect idea.
I see what Tyrone was saying.
Mama said the same thing, yeah.
But look, Tyrone, what it is, man, I mean, I know you're saying you come a long ways for one pass, but you coming for the money though. Like a bank robber. That's what he come for. He come for the money. The race is y'all gonna finish where y'all left off the trailer and go from there. You know what I'm saying? Now if y'all wanna agree to move it earlier, we can try to do that. The gates open at 5, the track probably go hot at 7. Y'all wanna try it at 7? But, I mean, it's July 8th. So I mean,
it's gonna be hot.
It's gonna be hot.
Yeah, it's gonna be hot. It's gonna be hot. You probably do it later.
That 8 o'clock is about when you would want to make a shake anyway. Yeah. That gonna mean anything? You know what I'm saying?
If you look, I'm gonna tell y'all something. If y'all do 8 and 9, you still got 2 hours before they shut Ladies Night down.
Yeah, and then you also got the doggone bracket cars to put rubber down for you too. You know what I mean? They're going to get a round or two off by 8.
Okay.
You should be good, I would think. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't trying to make a shakedown to see if the truck running good. I just like making shakedowns because I just love to go fast.
What do you say, Tyler?
You didn't hear that, huh?
Somebody
didn't hear that,
did you? I couldn't hear you. No, what'd you say?
I see it. I said I'm not coming in and make a shakedown to try to make sure my truck is right. I want to make a shakedown because I love to drive fast. Can't do that shit out here on 360. Lord have mercy.
I heard that.
You got to shake your sand. Oh, Sandy, he laughing. Lord have mercy.
I'm just talking because I don't talk much. I gotta try to get a few words in. Keep Clarence from talking.
I did nothing. Y'all got an all motor car battling with a bunch of nicer cars now. Don't forget that.
You talking about us, Fred? I'm talking about propane, man. We got propane, man.
God almighty, this shit getting terrible. This motherfucker said I'm running off propane.
Y'all got a matter. What does frost come from? Water.
Yep.
What that mean? It won't
God.
Be water, but fire next time. You ever heard of that?
Stick close to me that day, shooter. Stick close to me that day.
No betting, man. I don't do no betting. I run the shootout, man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't got no predictions. I just want to see somebody win.
Hey, we might have talked to us, too.
Talk to the man in order with the hammer on in that car. They'll get you right.
I got to keep him calm. He got to stay calm. He got to stay
I
calm.
I come out on the other side of the fence, not your man.
Oh, we don't worry about him. That's why we race the way we do. We don't worry about him. We race the track. We don't race the next man.
How many more times you try to do this year? 3 more times?
Two more.
For sure, two more. But if we can, like I said, you know, if I can get with the guys and we can go, like I said, we're supposed to go meet with the guys at Summer Duck. We're going to go meet with some other guys. Because, I mean, we would like to do it at least two or three more, but for sure we're going to do two more.
Okay, and right now they're going to be at BMW, right?
The last one for sure, yeah.
But look, and then also, JB, everybody, there's a lot of people that asked about getting into it because we did it as an invitational because we ain't came up with a solid set of rules yet. So the 18 cars that we did get that entered first, we basically going to use everybody's car to kind of come up with a fair thing of rules, and we'll put out by the winner so
yep.
everybody that want to get in can,
yep.
you know, if their cars fit, they can get in or however they want to do it. So rules
there
is coming.
Go.
But like you said, we're still just doing the invitational right now.
And
18 that already in it.
Tell them, Shooter, that 18, we trying to add to it. We hopefully
yeah.
next time we have to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if we could get up to 32.
With,
I mean, because it's local boys. And yeah.
A lot of guys want to get in. A lot of guys we think would fit right in with everybody.
Yeah.
Now, Shooter, now, when you picking, are you trying to keep it more like with the guys we know that didn't bring their cars to this event, but maybe bring it next time, or are you just picking whoever want to get in, or are you getting the guys that we know that got cars at home right now that, you know,
yeah. It's going to be before we expand outside of the 18, it's going to, we give them a chance to put up first. The first 18, the 16 that ran the race and the two alternates that put up the run,
yep,
that ended up running because we had a couple cars broke. We're going, for these next two races, we're going to try to keep them if everybody can make it before we go outside the box. But we're going to generate a set of rules around everybody's car that's in there. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, folks. So just,
that
like
way everybody else.
Weight, right?
Huh?
No, I'm saying, like, you know, rules like the weight or whatever, hit the scales or whatnot.
Oh, no.
I don't think
like,
we'll go that far.
Like, yeah, like rules like right now, I'm going to be
engine
honest.
Engine combinations.
A lot, engine combination, body panel type stuff like that. Like right now, there's no pro mods in the shootout. Yeah, there's no chassis cars.
No two chassis cars. No two chassis cars, yeah.
Yeah. So y'all boys, you know,
all
keep your car, you know.
A stock block. And all everybody got conventional head motors. Stock deck height, stock floor space, all that stuff. So.
Shooter. God damn fucking the motherfucking promoter shooter.
And JB got some shit with him.
Yeah, I do. I'm ready to wind up now, driver. Ow.
With your funky ass.
You know what? I like that puppet. I like when you talk to me like that. With Drew Selma looking ass. I'm going to get on your ass.
I'm taking notes on how to talk shit.
And you're doing a good job, driver. You're doing a good job, driver.
I appreciate that.
Now, I'm going to tell you. I got to call it like it is. One of the best names in the goddamn shootout, though, is that fucking Dragonfly Jones. I don't know where the fuck he got that shit from, but Lord, that's a motherfucking wrong name, man. Hey, this is what you guys do for my finale, being that it's going to be their Halloween. Y'all niggas got to come with y'all costumes on. So if you dress like Dragonfly Jones, bitch, Lord, I give you that. Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm going to keep that in mind.
Dragonfly. And then the other car called, what y'all call the other one? Bruce Lee.
That was a good race between Bruce Leroy and the bomber. That was a good race.
It damn sure was. Yeah.
But let's, hey, JB,
the wildest
thing about the whole shootout, right, all three of the all-motor cars made it to the second round, and they had to run night. They drew nitrous cars.
That is damn sure true.
One. Two of them just got lucky because the nitrous cars broke. Right there at the burnout box. And then...
Don't talk nasty, Travis.
Got lucky because Tony Taylor couldn't goddamn get their gas going. But Wally Cleveland...
Hey, Travis.
Wally and Charlie Cleveland.
Hey, Travis. What do you think about... you don't know that my first pass was a motor pass.
But
Shiraz was too.
He really wanted to draw you again because his nitrous ain't work. He wanted to see what happened when he turned them triggers on. He really do.
I knew his nitrous was broke, so I turned mine off. Try to make it a good race.
Do you want to turn yours off against me?
Hey, Sandy, is you willing to odd the money if he turned that gas off?
Yeah.
Who said something about turning the gas off?
Who just made that comment?
Who just made that comment?
Oh my!
It don't sound like nobody said.
Oh, okay.
That was Sandy.
I thought not.
Yeah, that was Sandy.
Let me ask that question.
That was Sandy. Nobody speaking now.
Oh, that was Sandy.
That was Sandy, Tyrone.
There you go, begging again. How I'm begging?
We both
small
block. Well, we small block. You run what you brought, I run what I brought. I ain't ask you to take none off.
You better just bring what you got. That's all I want you to do. I like that. Bring what you got. That's all I want.
I don't like beating nobody.
I don't like nobody with a handicap. I like to play a man when he's at his best.
But you just said you ran that man on motor.
Because his nitrous messed up.
No, okay.
Your car's not designed. Your car is a motor car. So it's just stupid for me to turn my nitrous off. Like I said, it is stupid for you to come on nitrous.
You said exactly right.
Right. So
I'm gonna tell you, man. I don't know if this, because you darn sure did beg
because I recall a couple months ago, you want to race me and ask me what could I give you, and I said, you got a full-out race car. What I'm going to race you for, or what I'm going to give you something for the street from. And you said, your exact words is,
your exact words were,
mine is a street car too, but I don't drive on the street. So I didn't say nothing else because I said, if you don't drive on the street, it's not a fucking street car.
Did you drive to the racetrack?
Did you drive to the racetrack? I recall that you pulled yours to the track just like I did.
I'm not gonna drive my car no 75 miles.
If you got a true street truck, why did your battery go dead? How you driving on the street and your battery go dead? I hot that night. Made a pass came straight back to the station lane.
Good deal. You never had to work on your car before?
Made a pass and came right back to the station lane.
And you got a street truck.
Me and you lining up on the eighth, right?
But don't worry about it.
I bet you when you line up and come back to the station lane,
this time you'll be going to the test and tune lane.
If you think you got some salt bent over and shit in your hand, I know.
This is that country shit, man. I like that. That just make it more spicy.
Yeah. I like the jokes. Let's see who the joke be on when I finish with you.
I'm gonna tell you, whoever win that round, boy, Lord have mercy. It's gonna be fun, man. God dang.
It's gonna be fun. You wanna bet on
the gap? Oh yeah.
What do you say, Tyrone? We'll bet on the gap.
Tough to say they're gonna gap it. Great. Whatever.
Just talking nasty to the whole motor car.
So like the movie The Quick and the Dead. I was just gonna wound you, but now shit, I plan on killing you anyway.
Oh, go for it. Go for it.
I'm just having fun with you saying it. Don't get in your feelings.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
It's all fun.
I don't take it personal.
It's all fun.
Yes, sir. I don't take it personal.
This that, see? Yup. This that dark skin and that light skin shit going on right now.
On that body. On that body. I ain't scared to get in the paint with that all motor car. You make it right, I get in the paint.
That? Now.
Make it right. See, that's my thing. See, you call me out. Don't call nobody out and then start asking for
July. July, you ain't got to make nothing. We gonna make it right. See you July.
There you go.
See you July.
There you go.
May the best man.
There you go.
Sandy, I hope that you don't jigs right now order your little play system for that thing.
Oh,
hey,
you all.
You know everybody put a plate on it today. Oh my God.
Well, that's what it is. That's a good deal. Boys bring
should
rags.
He get quiet?
Man,
oh,
y'all
we
got
good.
Y'all know what y'all.
Oh yeah, we good.
Y'all know what y'all got me over here looking at, man. The way y'all talking shit, man, I'm over here looking at the price on these wallets, man. Put a faucet, nigga, get a wallet, man. I can get a wallet, man. Oh, shit, this is crazy. Y'all boys talk shit like, man, country. I'm going to tell you, this shit getting good. Getting good. See, that's how. But see, you know what? The best thing about tonight, a proposition was made, a race was put in place, and Lord have mercy, this gonna be good.
Oh yeah, let's get
but
it,
look,
JB.
That's how I was setting up the whole shootout, man. Because it's 16 guys that going. Well, 18, they're going to race and not talk about it. If the cars ain't broke, they're racing. Win or lose. Like I said, you got all motor cars versus nitro cars, man. And they all putting up that same bread and going at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But the way that light-skinned dude just talking, I don't think he's going to be all motor for long. That man said he's going to strap up and get him some creatine, driver. That man said he's going to strap up and get him some
creatine. Yeah, don't come to no gunfight with no knife. That's all I can say.
Well, oh, no. I'm going to tell you, once you hit that goddamn jug, boy, shit. Come on, I was talking about propane. I did have propane on my diesel. That shit is fucking addictive. That shit addictive, man. Al.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I had fun with y'all, man. Y'all motherfuckers is some fun, man. God damn.
Always, JB. That's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Racing the other part. But, you know, it's all about the fun. Ain't nothing but the thing.
But, Shooter, I can't go out with the gray boys. Motherfuckers know how. Them motherfuckers get low life to Shooter. Low life.
The boys when they go out, they take the rim of the chip out.
Motherfuckers, hey, I'll never forget. Boys came to, what they call that thing? Come to Pops one night. Boy got thong sandals on and pull their own cooler in that bitch. I said, these rough bitches. Rough bitch.
That's what it's about, Jamie. Fuck it, shit. Let's get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit. Let's get it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Have some good old fun, man. Because I'm going to tell y'all, man, we get, hey, I know some of y'all older than the rest of us, but we getting old, man. I'll be 40 this fucking year, man. God.
Right behind you, JB.
God. Hey. Old lady said that I need to hunt it the other night. I said, hell no, nah, motherfucker. Say.
So you ain't taking JB, what you saying, or you took it?
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't, the one thing about me, I don't care. I done took a shot of honey before, but man, I couldn't stand it. That damn motor shook the tires in high gear, man. Shook the tires, bro. You had to stand there with
you
for the next 4 hours.
You scared yourself, did you, JB? JB, you scared yourself.
Mama thought I had a Bruno Lico down there for a minute, man. All right, well, look, I just got the text back from Tyler. He's at the track right now. They're getting it ready for Super Chevy. But he said he's not against it, so we're going to talk tomorrow. So just let y'all know that it's already been put in his ear. He's just, you know, he's a little stressed out right now. At a track, man, it's tough because even when they don't call for something, you get something. And when they do call for it, you got to – so now they trying to rebuild the track for tomorrow. So he said, I already put it in his ear. So you know, it's already been spoken.
Good deal, JB.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't fit us in there, I'll be down to run testing 2 lanes. Fuck it, shit, you know.
well, no. What I'm saying is, it's gonna happen, but I'm trying to make it happen where he give us, you know, even y'all remember the last week Jimmy Hands prayed for y'all and y'all got busy. The track was good, whatever. I told him we don't need to pull out all the way down blue. It would feel good, but if he hand sprays like they did for y'all when we went into elimination, that's all we need. That's all we need.
Yeah.
And the rubber going to be there. The rubber going to be there because they're going to have 5-9, 4-9, all the rubber going to be there. We just need a little bit of that sticky, icky, icky. That's all.
10-4.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. That's all we need, Drywall. That's all we need.
Well, man, so he's talking about getting down a dirt road. He's talking about running on a dirt road. We run a dirt road, gravel road. It don't matter. We can get it.
Don't listen to Tuffy. He been taking it Jerk Hall, man. You know, don't listen to shit. That dirt road, I'm going to tell you what, though. Hey, if you want to know what, y'all go listen to this song. And it's going to make you feel better about a dirt road. Gita Jones got a song called Dirt Road Lovin'. I'm going to tell you, you're going to love that dirt road.
What are you drinking on, JB? I need some of that shit. What are you drinking on, JB? What the hell you got going on
there? Hennessy Privilege Driver. Hennessy Privilege Driver.
Okay, shit.
Yeah, it's Thursday, man. My last day of school tomorrow, so I'm a put in high gear, bro.
So you ain't showing up then, what you saying?
I might have to go get the converter serviced in the morning, man.
Yeah, we good here then. I'm gonna call my brother, pass the info on to him or whatever. But yeah, we good. I think everything went good tonight. We good here, so.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, I had fun with y'all motherfuckers on this show today. Man, Lord, I hope you kill me. Y'all the ones that started me to that Tennessee business. Oh God, boy, I'm gonna tell you. But see, the best thing about it, fellas. Shit talking is good, but you know that shit talking is better when you know there's a race all the way around the corner. See, there's a lot of people that they talk it, But the race never happened. See, we already know y'all races, it's already in, it's already in writing. So we already know four go in, one come out. That's what we know.
Hundred percent. Let's get it.
Y'all. Well, I mean, the show, if anybody got anything else they want to kick off or let me know, y'all, hey, the floor, I got 20 more minutes for the floor, or if, you know, y'all let me know what's going on. Or I tell you what, if there's somebody in this shootout that got somebody else on their mind, I'd like to know that too. I mean, you know, it would feel good. I mean, even though y'all in the shootout with these other 16 guys, but is there somebody outside of the shootout that you might want to, you know, engage or, you know, in my words, do something strange for a little change? Oh, I just got a text. I just got a text from Hoover Deuce. What did Hoover Deuce say? Uh-oh. Oh, so Hoover on here. Who is? Uh-oh, somebody said they want revenge. Who? Anybody know? Anybody know the number 0022? Who is that? I'm gonna ask. Who is this? Somebody just said, when is the next shootout? I want revenge. Let me see. Who is this? Oh.
That's Wallace Fleming, JB. He must want to run Jermail back.
Oh, yes, it is. Jugaboo said he wants revenge. I like that. See, that's what I like. I like that. I like that. Thank you, Wallace. Wallace said he wants revenge. Jermail, if you on this phone or if you in the group, Jugaboo said he got to have you again. Got to have you. Lord have mercy. That would be, now, look, that would also be nice too, fella. Listen to this now. You got the four-car shootout, and then right before and right after, Jugaboo and Joe Mayo. I like, oh, Lord, I like that. Ow! Yes! Let's make Friday night great again. Well, Shooter, you already know what to do, Shooter, so go on and, you know, reach out and, you know, Wallace sound like he won't Jugaboo to get a little gas off his chest. So, you know, I'll let you work that one out, Shooter. I'll let you work that one out.
I think Joe Mayo just hit the one button.
Huh?
Did you see somebody hit the one button?
No, he didn't. Is Joe Mayo on here? Oh, yes. That's Jugaboo. Jugaboo just hit the one button. Jugaboo just hit the one button. He said he wants. Jugaboo, do you want that race back, Jugaboo?
I wasn't specifically talking about that race, but I think I found a little issue with my car, and I think I'm ready to run with y'all fellas.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Oh, but hold on. I think Joe Mayo just opened the mic at the same. Now, Joe Mayo, is that you?
Yeah, that's me. I had stepped away for a second. I had to take care of some business. But what's going on?
Don't
see somebody tell me to hit the one
button. You ain't got to tell me too much about that business driver.
Yes, sir.
Oh, but you know, I just I opened up Wallace Mike, and you know, he not saying that. It's you, but, you know, he want a little get back, you know. He said he got his driver in the gym, and he taking creatine, so he wanted to get back. He want to get back.
Oh, well, you know, me and Wallace, we don't have no problems. Anytime, you know, he want to do a little something, we can do something, he can get his get back, you know. Shoot, that ain't nothing but a thing.
But see, that's the best thing about y'all, man. Y'all, you see, the worst thing in – see – we got a little car, and I'm going to tell y'all what we call it, man. We call this motherfucker Jang-a-Lang. And when Jang-a-Lang is done, actually it's going to have oil press in another 2 weeks. But when it's done, we either, this is how we're going to go about this. Ain't but two things that can happen, Robert. That's how my daddy used to, look, we used to, see, I grew up street racing with my daddy on a Friday and Saturday. He'd be at the pool hall, or we'd be at Byrd Freeman House working on the cup. That's how I grew up. So, you know, one thing my dad always told me, ain't but two things that happen, Robert. You either give an ass whooping or you take an ass whooping. That's really all that can happen.
That's right. That's all that can happen.
I mean, hey, look. But look, like Craig said on Friday, I'm going to take that ass whooping, but a week later I'm going to be talking again.
That's right.
Oh, my
shit,
God.
A week later, hell, you allowed to talk there on the same night. Take that ass whooping and still run that mouth.
Same. Yep, same. Yep, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, I'm going to tell you, I might have to get a videographer on hand next time you there, Joe Mayo, because, man, I seen you drag. Look, it looked like one of them dogs when they got, like, what the dogs be having when they drag their ass down the ground? Oh, my God.
Hopefully that should be fixed by the time I go back out again. Oh my gracious! I can't win no races up here though.
Wallace talking to you. I think he said he asked a question.
I said if you ever do that again. I sure hope you do that again, because if you ever line up and you do that again, it ain't going to be nothing to talk about.
I know definitely not to give you what you want, Wallace. I definitely not to give you what you want. I can't get that to you no more.
Wallace, is you saying you won't do that on the July 8th, though? Is you trying to get that done on the July 8th race banner?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to make July 8th. That's 2 weeks. And I got other problems right now.
July 8th.
July 8th.
Away,
I thought you said June 8th.
No, July
8th. Able to do that. We should be able to do that on 8th. Trying to put it in with the shootout. Whatever works for Wallace. Wallace, you gonna have your big block in it by the 8th.
That's a good little time.
I know what this is all about.
I might.
Good.
Y'all are a month away.
God darn Jugaboo gonna turn to the Jigaboo.
JB, yes sir.
Joe a hometown hero now.
But
yes,
there's another guy on here that owe me something with a different car. Huh? He know who he is.
Who else? Uh oh.
You talking about Sam?
Oh.
No.
Sterling, are you talking about now? Are you talking about Sterling Gray? Or are you talking
Gray?
Oh, you
getting
Chris
Sterling Gray? Are you there?
This boy got multiple.
Yeah, he know talking about.
Well, look, I'm gonna tell you. I think the number ending in 7060 might have been him, and he dropped. I think he said he had to go after we. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But can you tell me, can you explicitly, and I mean explicit, like parental explicit lyrics and shit, tell me how spicy was this supposed to be?
He told me he'd give me everything in drag racing with the blue Mustang.
What?
Yeah.
Damn.
Come on now. Come on now, Wallace. Ain't no way he said no shit like that.
Hey.
Yeah.
Y'all, Wallace,
where'd
you gotta go? I mean, how'd it go?
Huh?
You said the blue Mustang, he'd give you everything in drag race.
No, he was motor to gas.
What?
His motor versus your gas, and you got everything.
You know it don't run on no motor. That's why they call it the Jugaboo.
Yeah, Jugaboo, baby, I know.
Hold on.
Take an all motor. You saying he's taking an all motor car and give you everything?
That's what he told me. I think he might have been drinking that night. So I just wanted him to
Hey, you got to summon him back on the show because we need to see if he want to get a part of that.
He did kind of.
Was that 8 mile, quarter mile?
8 mile, but it don't matter. I can run either. I ain't got a steep. I don't have a steep gear in my car.
Wallace
got that little young boy in there. That boy on his game. He doing good.
Did you see him? Did y'all see him?
Yeah, he doing good.
Yeah.
He doing
boy
good.
Boy look good, man.
I told y'all that was rookie of the year.
Yeah, he look good up in there.
That boy look good up in there.
Y'all, sir.
The big block changed his mind a little bit, though.
Huh?
I get it.
Well, we end up running two big blocks, but I didn't have it turned up with Joe.
Huh? Why wouldn't you turn it up?
Because I wanted to make the shootout. I wanted to make the shootout.
Oh. Yeah. Hmm. Well, I ain't gonna tell you.
I try to stand on. I try to stand on my word. I said I was going to be in the shootout. So that's what I was trying to do.
I know that's right. Yeah, Wallace, I can't take the L.
A win is a win. He still got me. It don't matter. Don't matter whether I had it turned up or turned down. It don't matter.
Yeah.
He still won.
I was turned all the way up. I just ain't got one of the motors that shoot flames out. But she was turned all the way to the hill. I just took the pills out and threw them on the ground.
I tell you what, you would make
it. This is good stuff.
It is.
When you stood it up, I said, "Oh, we got him." No.
Hey, y'all can't believe how many guys came up to me. Wanted to run. They want on social media, and I put it on the chat. They want on social media. They would love to be in the shootout.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of calls that want to get into it.
Well, what happens is it's affordable for a working man. You know, like we can get together, and it ain't way out there. Like number one car ain't so far. You know, ahead of everybody else, that you just, you know, where people just tap out when they see this guy show up. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think it's a good class, you know. But then I heard some talk about, like, some people that want to try to get in, but they too fast. I mean, it is what it is. Just, like, their cars, our class, our little cars. So
know,
I don't know how y'all
go. You know like I know. Joe, you like it. We need Lee Doug. You got to have Lee Doug in a pack. But you got to go out there and have something to shoot for.
That's
nature to be.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but
so
if you don't
I'm
going to
ask
the
question.
Hey,
look, I want to ask this question now. How y'all going to keep the all-steel, all-glass cars out? How y'all going to do that?
What cars you talking about? You got to put a name on it,
I'm just talking about I just talking about all. No, I ain't talking about that one. I ain't talking about the one you thinking. I talking about some other ones. Well, you know what I'm saying.
If they convincing,
if they conventional head motors, then they good.
Yeah.
Well, like I say, right now we're still doing the invitation until we finish the rules up. And we'll put that out. We'll try to finish the year off with the same, you know, with the invitational for these three races. And once we get the rules made, if this thing take off, we're going to do a point system and try to run, you know, four or five races a year.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, indeed. Well, I had a blast. And I'm ready to do it again after Brown come see me.
You gotta be killing me, man. These boys done waited till the rain came. They done waited till the rain came.
Black
Nasty paid Punk off before the rain came.
That's crazy.
You should have waited for the rain.
Why not? That's crazy.
Yeah, he messed up.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, I think I'm going to go in the lab and get some work done. So I can be ready
all
for
right,
the
well,
next
look, well, look, it's about to, it's 3 minutes off. I don't want nobody to get cut off anyway. But, look, I just want to give y'all another thank you for coming on. And, man, we had, look, not only did we lock in the final four of the, you know, the CBA little guys, you know, final four, but we might even have a grudge race to go before to go after it. So, man, this might – see, one thing we got to do, Friday night, racing don't always have to be at a big event. It does not. Racing sometimes is better right at a Friday night, right under the lights, have your family there. You know, you can go home afterwards, and Saturday and Sunday you still got your weekend. So – man, I want to thank y'all for not following the statistic of, oh, yeah, we got to have an event or we got to have this. Y'all can make y'all own event, and y'all did that tonight, and I respect y'all for that.
Hey, JB, you know how many races we done locked in on grudges on me and Hoover locked in on testing tunes? We don't worry about – we don't wait for big events.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, I won some money with Hoover. Y'all ran my boy Carolina Killer one night, and them boys talked me into – oh, man, and look, don't get me wrong. They got a beast in that little G-body. Y'all ran motor to motor, and they shipped the tires, and goddamn, boy, I got me some money down there.
I remember that night.
Yeah, I was down there. Motherfucker, Carolina Killer shipped the tires.
Yeah, we ran Big Rico that night.
Man, it's racing is fun, either way you go about it. And, fellas, y'all doing your thing. I'm going to tell you.
Me personally, I wanted to see, I think it was Josh and the Suicide Bomber. I want to see this boy go at it one more time.
Yeah, that was good.
And the Firebird, that was one on the tree. I want to see the boy rock it one more time.
Yeah. And now look, hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, Ma Styles, you still on here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, now because I know I can talk to Booker tonight, Booker and David, and they probably can bring, see them little young boys, they might can bring the bomber. You know, they don't want to run for nothing crazy. They're young, and I know you know they're young.
Yeah.
But they might do something for, you know, a little couple hundred, something like 100, 200, 300, something like that, if y'all want to run it back.
Hey, CFL Services, my company, I'll put something on top of that.
Yeah, I'll talk to Josh and see what he want to do.
That was a good race, man. I looked at them two go down. I said, no.
Love to see that.
He's going
to
go down.
I want this boy to get some get back and see what we got going on.
Hey, JB, yeah, they said Wally on here.
Who? Wally on here?
Yeah, Wally on here, but it's 10 o'clock.
Oh, well, no, he can push the one if he's on here and say I still got stream. It's going to give me. Oh, Wally click. Yes, sir. We can go to the cut me off. Wally Cleveland, if you own, hit what's called the one button on your pad, if you own. Or I tell you
I
what,
want to see them board.
Wally Cleveland, David Owens, if anybody from the Owens camp or the Suicide Bomber camp is on, just hit the one button. Let's see if anybody else.
That was a good race, man.
Oh yeah, they said.
Yeah, it was. That was a good race.
Hey, well, I tell you what, hey, David Owens. Oh yeah, here we go. All right, here we go. Is this Wally Cleveland or is this David? I ain't gonna read your whole number out. 804-2421. Who we got?
Booker.
Oh, this is Michael.
What's
Booker.
Up, Booker?
Yeah,
yeah. Now this is what we were thinking about Booker, and you know he is not Esther Stone because you know Marv and them is gonna talk with Josh, but to see now July 8th they got you know I know you've been listening they done locked the folk car in and you know there's time to grudge race and that nice guy George Cox. Even said he'll put a little bit on top. He wants to see he want to see the rematch of Bruce Leroy and the Suicide Bomber.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good. If Wally don't drop, I make sure I let him know.
All right. Well, see that's good racing right there. That's good racing.
But I'm sure he's gonna race him. No problem.
And I swear, this boy with his suicide bomber can right there with a 15-pound bottle or something up in the top. White. I said, this boy get ready to drop like a hot in a few
minutes. Going to the
you talk about, listen to me.
Get
this boy had a brand new bottle.
This boy had a brand new bottle or something up in there.
They would get ready to fuck sand up, man, but the shit ain't work right.
Yeah. They got by with Charlie Foster, and you can't get no prettier than the Charlie Foster car. They got away with him and said, hey, everybody underestimate them, boy, but you can't underestimate nobody in the shootout there.
Hell no.
And I'm going to tell you something else, George Cox. When they beat Charlie Foster, I ain't never seen a crew jump so high. I think there was a white boy in the crew. And that motherfucker damn near jump on the wall. Motherfucker damn near jump on the wall.
Yeah.
It made me feel good. It just the underdog ended up doing something. It was a good thing.
Yeah.
But look, that's what you need though, and that proves the whole thing that we were trying to do with this thing, that anything can happen in racing. These boys with these local cars, you know what I'm saying? You can't let ET kill you all the time, man. It don't mean shit. He got to turn that bulb on to get paid, man.
Awesome.
Oh,
hey,
Wallet, it's a lot.
Damn.
Yeah,
Wallet.
There you
go. Wallet said Wallet. All right, well, look, we just got to wait for Josh. Marv and them said they're going to talk with Josh, so then we can get that all straight after we get both sides. But, Lord, have mercy. Suicide Bomber versus Bruce Leroy. That would be another good one.
There you go. I can't wait.
Well, I know they're going to shut me off pretty soon, but we got that off, so I'm happy. They gave me a little room to get that one off. But, again, thanks to all the guys from the CVA Little Guys Shootout and the guys that helped put it on.
Little, CVA,
they
gonna court you out, JB.
JB.
You got to get it right now.
So, all right, y'all calling it, you said the CVA little boys?
Little boy.
Little boy.
Put some speck in it.
Okay, y'all
little boy.
Little boy. So y'all
you
got to
say it all
to
together.
You're
trying to bring it up.
So CVA little boys. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this how I'm gonna say it. This how I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna give
y'all
one
word.
I'm gonna give it to you in the Rock Bates. Ah, Rock Bates. The CVA little boy. Yeah.
There you go.
The CVA little boy. Yeah. Auga. Oh, my God, man. This is some good shit. Well, there you have it. I'm like I said, it's already in the motion. So when I talk to the man tomorrow, I'm going to let you know. And then I can probably get something over to my my graphic guy, and then I'll let y'all know how it goes.
Right on.
Sound good. Yeah. Tempo.
All right.
Good work. Bravo. Appreciate you.
All right, Michael Book, I'm going to be over there in a minute, bro.
Y'all, thank you.
Don't you bring your ass over here tonight. You ain't about to take your wings up and catch your ass on home now tonight. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm coming. All right, fellas.
All right. Yeah, I'll take it. All right, JB.
All right.
Yeah. All right.